The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 254. I am your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Carlos Romero.
Yo, what's up, people?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Brett Murdoch.
Yo.
And Brian Monjoma.
Oi, sir.
Yeah, get the oyster. Yo. Oh, man, what's going on, people? All right, your boy's back. I gave a big shout-out to Carlos for holding it down, hosting the show over on Thursday. And shout-out to Big Mike and Dan from the Platform Podcast for filling in for Manny and I. So that was pretty cool. I heard some of the show. You guys were having a lot of fun. A lot of craziness was going on with that soundboard, man.
Yo, man, we need a soundboard now.
You know?
Yeah, man. Sometimes I can do the dun, but it messes up my vocal cords, man. I need to preserve those, man, for the future.
You know,
soundboard will make my life so much easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll let you handle it because I had the soundboard. I'm like, I can't host and do all this shit at the same time, you know. And I think Manny had the soundboard too, but then you know he would forget to do shit. So maybe you should just be there, like, wah, 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 doing all this crazy shit. Oh, also, I got to give a shout out to our moderator, Barry Burton. With Comic-Con every year with this dude. I'm not going. Fuck Comic-Con. I'm not going. I saw this motherfucker yesterday, man. We were hanging out. I don't know if he wants me to give out his government, but, you know, even I kept calling him Barry in real life, too. It's fucking hilarious. I was like, Barry, I'm like, wait, what am I calling you Barry? That's not your fucking name.
You know? That happens a lot when you meet people that you mostly, you know, converse and interact with online. Like their screen names and all that, they become their names. That's how you know them.
Yo, you know for a fact when we meet Rico, we're not gonna be calling him Michael.
Yeah, Yo, Rico, you good?
You good, Rico? You know. Yeah. So yeah, we hung out for a good while yesterday. We went to Artist Alley. We were hanging out in the press room. You know, it wasn't just like a simple, "Hey, how are you doing, sir?" Like we hung out. You know.
Yeah, man.
I'm too much Barry for IRL, for real, bro. All right, don't fluff. Let's get into it. Oh, yeah, by the way, Manny's probably still recovering from Comic-Con. Adam will be here probably later on talking about wrestling. Wrestling. You know how that goes.
they got to have some.
Yeah, and since I'm the only one on camera tonight, you have to just deal with my ugly mug tonight. Wah! All right, let's get into it, man. Okay, so I switched the questions around a little bit because we got a lot of Sean Layden questions for obvious reasons, you know. First up, Mr. Big Mike in the house. Yo, Mike, you good?
You good?
All right, so his first question is, or actually his only question, what do you think about crossplay and why was it added after Sean Layden stepped down? So I guess he's trying to ask, like, do you think crossplay was added because he stepped down, like, because that's a conspiracy theory that's going on right now. What do you guys think about that? I'm gonna go to Chris first.
Well, all right, here's I can only speculate, so here's what I think. I think Sean Layden was dead set against crossplay, opening up crossplay. I think there was a power play in Sony. Some people in Japan were on board with it and he wasn't, and I don't think it's a coincidence that the head of Sony Interactive in Japan and him resigned, whatever, on the same day.
Hmm.
That's a little suspect. I didn't know that when we did the show on Thursday, but looking into it, they pretty much the same day.
I didn't know that either. That's crazy.
Yeah. So the fact that they gave him the "We wish you the best in your future endeavors" tweet, which, I mean, come on. When Reggie retired, how many tears were there? He posted, Nintendo posted, everybody was going on. Sean Layden, they're just like the corporate goodbye, which is a sign to me that he was told to leave.
Mm.
You know, he didn't retire, right? He's been at Sony for over 30 years, and tweet, when I read the tweet again and I saw the Future Endeavors thing, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker didn't retire. He resigned, but he's the president, right, of Sony Interactive Entertainment America. He can't just be fired or let go if he has a vote of no confidence with the board or whatever. So they just politely asked him to leave, which is what I think happened. And crossplay may have been the major thing. Maybe he was totally dead set against it. Maybe there's other stuff in the PS5 coming down the pipe that he was against, and they didn't see eye to eye, so he got asked to leave.
Well, it's interesting that, I mean, if crossplay was a big factor, then why would Sony, when the announcement did come up about crossplay, it wasn't that big of a deal when they announced it. It's like, oh yeah, crossplay, it's up, it's live for the devs to, you know, it's not in beta anymore, whatever it was. But I don't know, it's really hard to speculate with these things, because when it comes to people at the status of Sean Layden, it's really hard to sort of speculate on what the hell was going on there. You know,
yeah.
We can only make assumptions, but yeah.
Yeah, when Jack Chertin left, and he already named that Sean Layden was going to take over for him, right? You already had his successor in place. Mm-hmm. Sean Layden gets a tweet, right? And somebody's got to fill in for him, which means he exited pretty fast. There was no plan for him to be leaving right now. I don't think, considering all the stuff that's come out, I don't think he was planning to resign or jump ship. It happened too fast.
Yeah. The way it happened, you know, very suspect. So something definitely happened behind the scenes. I don't know. Maybe we'll learn about later. But you know, all we could do really now is just really speculate on it. We don't really know. But I don't know. It's possible that but the whole thing with the Sony of Japan guy leaving on the same day, that's pretty insane. I think that should let people know that something's going on, you know? Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? What do you think? Brian, what are your thoughts?
It's incredibly convenient timing. Like, it's pretty much happened like the day off, as if to say that, okay, cool, he's gone now, and now we can do this. So I would not be surprised if that was the case, that he was one that was saying, let's not do that. And then they said, okay, cool, you need to go now. And then and then now they do have it. Again, it just seems way too convenient, my liking.
Yeah. Brett, you have any thoughts?
I don't believe in coincidence.
Yeah, I think that says it all. You know? Yeah, I don't think and nobody here thinks this just happened. You know, something's going on, you know?
Yo, man, absolutely. I mean, you know, some people were saying on certain avenues of the internet that he was just leaving a sinking ship, you know?
Or PlayStation?
Yeah, man, you know, there was this PlayStation thing was sinking, you know.
Oh, the fanboys, man, talking shit, you know. Like, oh, Sony doesn't have any money, you know. By the way, shout out to Johnny the Truth Teller. This guy left a lot of comments in the last episode. He's like, Sony's done. They're going third party now. It's like, yo, chill, son.
Oh, yo, I did throw a jab at Sony, though. Do we have any PS Now questions?
We do not.
So I'll just mention it here. Then it's like, you know, they announced God of War. They announced Infamous Second Son. It's like, you know, we joked about this when we were serious actually about it when Microsoft was doing. But he's like, you know, PlayStation as a service. Excuse me.
Oh man. The sad part is, I kind of wouldn't be surprised. That's the way things are going.
Imagine, hey, man, we got crossplay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Nintendo's going to be the only holdout. You know,
yo, man, Nintendo, man, it's gonna be my console of choice, even though they don't got fucking online infrastructure or achievements.
You know, big, yeah, big bad CeeLo's. Don't worry, bro. That was just a joke on Carlos's part.
What did he say?
He said, "I love Xbox, but PlayStation is sinking?" Question mark.
Oh yeah, that was a complete joke.
Yeah, things get lost on the internet, even if you're saying it with your own voice.
Oh, dude.
All right, man, let's get into it, man. What the fuck? GZDR, his first question. He has another one later, but we're going to ask this one up front because it's also about Mr. Sean Layden. Okay, so I guess it's more of a speculative type of question. So he goes, if Sony looks outside for a new boss, should they hire the head of a studio who makes Battle Royale games to shore up their multiplayer titles, or should they look within? Interesting question.
Hmm.
What was the first part of that again?
Okay, if Sony looks outside, you know, outside of Sony for a new boss, you know, somebody to replace Sean Layden, should they hire the head of a studio who makes Battle Royale games to shore up their multiplayer titles? This is coming off the fact that people say that Sony doesn't have any strong first-party multiplayer games.
That just seems like an overreactive move. Like, hey, let's take somebody who's the head of a studio, not a corporation, but a studio who makes Battle Royale games, a very specific category, and put them in charge of the Sony Corporation to try and fill the gap. I mean, that's steering awfully hard in the other direction, isn't it?
Yeah, the question is a little weird. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know if that would necessarily, like, automatically shore up their multiplayer first-party games. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is you would want somebody who's qualified for the position who leans more towards the idea of multiplayer games being the next big thing. I mean, ideas are going to change from executive to executive, and it's gonna matter a little bit, but these things are, you know, big conglomerate machines with boards and departments and all kinds of other stuff. So, you know, decisions rarely get made by just one person, despite what a lot of us like to think. Like, we see the, you know, the flagship person, we're like, oh, they're in charge. Like, yeah, I mean, kind of they are. But, like, even the president doesn't just get to be like, this is what we're doing. You know, that's the thing that the guy that pitches shit to the board and sees if the board will sign off on it. So, I mean, I feel like the question is just weird, but my answer would be no. Find somebody who's qualified to run a company and who believes in multiplayer titles. Don't hire a developer to do this job.
Yeah, so he was... So Sean Layden was the chairman of Sony Worldwide Studios.
So, yeah, I believe. He was their boss, basically. He was their version of Spencer.
Yeah, so he was the top boss. So it's like, it's hard to think of who else has been in a position, you know, that was a boss of a major like company like this, you know, and now
probably wouldn't even be a gaming company.
Yeah, because it's like,
yeah, that's true.
Usually, there's not a lot of people that have done what he's done, and successfully. So it's like it's hard to imagine. It's like, wait, are we gonna get Don Matrick in this shit?
Oh God,
you know, or maybe like get Reggie out of retirement.
Oh, man. We don't want that, man. We don't want that.
So I don't think they're gonna bring up someone that's popular per se. I think they're going to get someone that's like, who is this? It's like, oh yeah, he's been working at Sony for, you know, over 20 years, and, you know, he worked his way up and stuff. I think that's the kind of hire they might do.
Yeah, but I was going to say that. I think they're, you know, whoever's going to replace Sean Layden is going to be somebody on the inside. It's not going to be some like random guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably going to be somebody that's already been at Sony. Hold on. Actually, before GZDR sets up, but before that, I want to say what's up to Adam.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
How you doing? I'm good.
Adam, by the tone of your voice, it sounds like that pay-per-view was not that
bad. It was garbage. It was hot garbage. Oh, basura. It was so bad that people were booing. They were chanting all the promotions. They were chanting cancel WWE Network. I'm sure that when the cameras went off, people were throwing their drinks at the ring. It was so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. They destroyed everybody. The two top guys just got destroyed. It was horrible.
That's not good. All right. Let me read what GZDR says. Thank you for being in the chat. GZDR is always, you know, good about being in the chat, so that's good. Like, if they hired the head of Bungie to run Sony, the idea of being Destiny would be favored towards Sony, or if they hired the person who made Fortnite, he could turn Sunset Overdrive into a multiplayer battle royale juggernaut. So what do you say about that, Brett?
I'm sorry, I got distracted from
I'm not reading all that shit. Go ahead, Carl.
They're going to hire Larry Herb, Major Nelson from Xbox. Yeah. He's going over there.
But, I mean, was that a serious answer? I don't even know. Was that a serious answer or not?
Yeah, go ahead, Carlos. Just, you know, say what you're going to say.
No, I disagree with GZDR. The guy who made Fortnite, yeah, he caught lightning in a bottle, but that's pretty much what it was. It was lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
It's like most of these, but like, think about it. Most of these developers don't really have successors that are like that are almost as popular or just as popular as like their big hits, like other than what maybe Kojima.
Yeah,
like maybe. There's not that many that do this, you know. So it's like
Fortnite was a misfire. It doesn't deserve any goddamn credit.
Fortnite is interesting because think about it. People are like, oh, it overnight success. Like, no, Fortnite was actually out for like a year before it actually became
a success. Fortnite was a completely different fucking game built on the back of fusing two popular genres together, the currently popular battle royale genre and the world open world building genre. And it tried to have two different modes, and one of those modes died on the vine, and all that was left was battle royale, which had been done in like three or four other games prior to that that were open world survival games. It did nothing original or new. It did nothing better than anything else. It just happened to be the right one that was there, and oh yeah, free.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Happened to catch public attention. And you know, before anybody goes off on the whole, like, well, because it was free, that was the ingenuitive thing to do, and that was the stroke of genius. To that I say, fuck you, you're ruining gaming.
Damn! Tell me how you really feel, bruh.
Free is horrible. I don't want any free games, because we know it just gets infested with all kinds of microtransactions and other bullshit. It ruins it.
Yeah. By the way, quickly, I want to give a shout-out to Technofabulous. Call of Duty.
Coming soon. Get hyped.
You know, play that shit mobile, man. Call of Duty mobile, man. Let's go.
Already did. Got mad. Deleted it. Thank you.
Yo, Adam, when did that come out?
They turned off controller support. We had controller support, and that's what I was hyped for. iOS 13. I'm like, oh, I'm going to use my controller. And then people started getting owned that were using a touchscreen, and they were like, all right, they just turned the shit off.
Damn. Nah, that wasn't the question I asked you. You wanted to come out?
No, we were talking about before. It's already out. It's been out.
Wait, Call of Duty came out?
The mobile for the shit. Phone, the mobile.
The mobile. No, the legit one.
The 24th.
The 24th of this month?
Okay. You're not going to see Adam for like a week after that, man.
Nah, you know, this we said the same thing about Gears, but let's
move on. You know, and I'm still there. I still play the Gears. I've been playing. No, not yet. But because it's a timing thing. It's me and my buddy. We're just trying. And he works overnight. So he got a tough schedule.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, man. Mr. Damian. So his question is, do you think Sony not having a PlayStation experience for 2 years, a mixed reaction to their 2018 E3 presentation, and not being at E3 this year had something to do with Sean Layden's firing? Do you think this is a good time for PlayStation to do this massive executive shift? Dude, he wasn't fired. Chris already explained that. What did they do exactly with him? Did they say, like, did he resign?
Dirty secrets. Wait for the book.
Yeah, he resigned, but it could be one of those things. Like, it'll look better if you resign. You know, like it'll make us look better. It'll make you look better. So it's like, so sometimes that shit happens. Sometimes, like, I think Reggie didn't. Nothing like that happened with Reggie. He just stepped down. Sean Layden, it was all of us. Like we mentioned, it was pretty sudden. And it was a question.
Yeah, so basically you just wanted to know, do you think all these things that happened with Sony recently, you know, led to him? Oh, you know, yeah, go ahead.
No. It's the end of the generation. They have nothing to show. There's whatever hype shit that they had for this generation has already been shown. The only reason why their E3 showing wasn't as good is because they did not because they didn't have the content, is they just did a poor job showing it to us, or at least showing it to the people that weren't there. But yeah, they didn't have PSXs because it's the end of the generation. They don't have anything to show until they actually announce the console. So yeah, I think that's the reason. I don't think it has anything to do with Sean Layden. More than anything, I think PlayStation 5 could be a reason why Sean Layden is not here, because they've been brainstorming the direction of what this console is going to be for the past few years now. So it's like he's been in those talks, and he might have liked it or might not liked it.
Well, how long has he been in directing Sony now?
For 4 years. It's pretty much this whole, almost this whole generation.
Yeah,
most
but of it generation. Wasn't. No, but the critical thing here is it wasn't the whole generation.
I think it was 2014 when he became, he's 2014. He got like the super high position. In 2016, he took over Jack Trenton. I think. Don't quote me.
If I remember correctly, the PlayStation was already PlayStation 4 was already selling gangbusters. And
yeah, 2013.
In April 2014 is when he succeeded Jack Trenton. So he's been there for like 5 years, pretty much. Yeah. Little over and, 5 years.
When was PS4 released?
2013.
Okay, yeah. See, I think that was far enough out that like you could already tell there was a pretty wide gap between Xbox and PlayStation. So I remember not equating PlayStation 4's success to him. So like it kind of had this meteoric rise and grabbed a bunch of market share, but that wasn't him. So a lot of things that came after were
him. It's like the Xbox One. It's like that the reason why it launched the way it did wasn't because of Phil Spencer. It was more because of Don Mattrick.
Yeah.
And so the same thing with PlayStation.
Yeah. So he really doesn't get brownie points for the initial successful launch of the PlayStation. And I'll be honest, like we've all kind of said this whole generation has been a little bit mediocre. There's been some high points and we've been hitting our stride recently, but if you're really looking at it from a business point, I can see why, you know, you could see a lack of success. You'd be like, you know, we're not reaching out to our fan base. We don't have a successful ad campaign the way that we used to. God damn, what was his name? The president, the quote-unquote president of Sony?
Kevin Butler.
Kevin Butler.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Brett. Can I mention something real quick?
Go, yeah.
For those people saying that Kevin Butler should take over Sony, can you guys just be for real 1 second and just... I think some people are being serious about this.
Yeah, no.
You guys do realize he's not actually the president of Sony. No, he was an actor.
People think that he was like, I don't know if they were joking and they just...
Yeah, they're joking because if they really cared, then they know why he got fired. And it's because he was in a Wii commercial.
Yeah, well, he was in
a few things. And a car commercial promoting the Wii.
Yeah, that's what it was. The Bridgestone Tires, I believe.
Yep. So.
Yeah. I was the first person to report that, back in the day.
Oh, man, and that was just tragic. Yeah. A bad move by Sony, because you really haven't had a successful ad campaign since then. whole grizzled man selling you weapons from the multiverse. The breaking your back to flate yourself, gamers are awesome. Woo.
Yeah. What about the second part of the question? Do you think this was a good time for this to happen with PlayStation?
Absolutely.
It was, man. Nothing's happening right now.
It's a dead period, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bringing a fresh mind for the launch of the PlayStation 5.
Yeah. If this was going to happen, this is a perfect time for it.
Yep, and if PlayStation 5, you know, is a sinking ship, then he got off at the right time.
Yeah, he got off at the right time. That's right, Ben. He didn't go down with the ship. All right, I think we're done with that question. Unless you guys want to add any more to it.
I got an impromptu question that relates to some of this.
Go for it, brother.
One system or another, like let's say since most of us are Sony, right? If Xbox comes out with a stronger showing with their next system, how many are you willing to go to the dark side or switch allegiances?
I wouldn't.
Really? No. So what's switching? I mean, here's we own thing. All the consoles, so there's really no switch.
Yeah, the thing is, like, Brad, you know me. I know.
Jump in your primary system, but you know, y'all know you have a home base that you sit on.
Like, Would you
jump over and have your Xbox be your primary system if you really felt
absolutely
like
not?
Of course, hell of course.
Nope.
Yep. I did that the last gen. I mean,
I did too. Okay, but you see the mixed reactions here. I'm curious. I want to dig into this. Yeah. So, like, Adam, you would, because I'm a scab. I'm a trader. I'll just go with whatever.
There's no need to rescab. These are corporate companies. They just want our money. They don't love us.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't give a shit about us.
I'm in the same boat. No brand loyalty whatsoever.
No, man. There's no need for that.
Okay, some of you guys are on the other side of the fence, though, aren't you?
Man, you could be bleeding on the street and they won't help you, man. They won't help you. They won't.
After buying the Xbox One, which was my first and probably the only Xbox console, I'm like, this was such a waste of my fucking money. Because I could play the games on my PC, so I'm like, nah, don't need an Xbox next generation. Fuck that. I'm good. I'll stick with PlayStation, man. You know? And it's also just like a longevity thing. I've been playing PlayStation since like the early 2000s. I'm like, I kind of like the lineage. I'm comfortable with Sony. There's no reason for me to, jump ship like that, you know? But I'm still probably going to get every console anyway, except for the Xbox. Again, I don't need it. I got it. I could play every Xbox game on my PC with Xbox Game Pass. So no real need for the Xbox, to be honest. For me.
Yeah, Tony.
You a pony.
Yeah, dude, come on, son. You think I'm denying it, man? Get the fuck out of here, bro. You know, people try to use that shit as a weapon. I use that shit as a shield, motherfucker. That's me, yeah. Sony, all day, baby. Let's go. That's
yeah, for me, I'm like Adam. If Microsoft, becomes the, like, they have to earn it. You know, they can't just be like, oh, just come play with us. They have to bring out the games and they have to give us a reason why we need to make that system their our primary system. But if they do something that's way better than PlayStation, then yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be my
for the games and the interface. I mean, I still prefer an Xbox controller over the DualShock.
Oh yeah,
I hate that it's centered like that with the thumbsticks. Fucking awkward.
Yeah. Hey, can I answer for Banny?
Yo, man,
I think you know his answer though. He's not going on Xbox. Even if this man's answer is always like, they have to show me something to get me to switch. They're not showing him shit, man.
He's gonna be they can show him. Man, new Metal
I won't
Gear.
Even, I won't even buy a console until it comes out 2 years after it comes out.
Yeah. You say that like it's never happened, but last generation, that reveal was so one-sided. It was like Mike Tyson fucking fighting a toddler.
Manny still bought a PS3, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I still bought a PS3. I was like, I'm not getting no fucking Xbox.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The PlayStation murdered Xbox this last generation. Like, the whole fucking Kinect, TV.
Oh, yeah, this generation.
Oh, my God.
That was over. That was
like,
over.
Like you guys act like oh, for somebody to stumble and fail and fall on their face on a launch is so absurd. Like, no, dude, it literally happened at the beginning of this generation.
Wait, who said what's absurd now?
You guys act like it'd be like, quoting for Manny, for instance, like you'd have to show me something like if the roles were reversed and, Sony had a terrible showing like Microsoft at the beginning of this generation and Microsoft came in with a solid showing like Sony did at the beginning of this one.
Well,
like, that's not an absurd concept.
Yeah, no, it isn't at all. You're actually describing the PlayStation 3, and Manny and I still waited for the PS3 to drop the price before we got it. We never even considered the Xbox 360, you know?
But it was new to you guys. You guys didn't have an Xbox.
Yeah. No, I just refused to buy an Xbox on any ground back then. I was like, Xbox in my home. You know,
see, but then what's the reason behind it?
Because I was a Sony guy, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's just a loyalty thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm speaking for myself, obviously.
No, bro. I understand. You know, but that's what it is. It's just a loyalty. So
but
it doesn't matter.
Now I could be like, hey, I tried an Xbox. Yeah. Xbox just a fucking, it's just sitting there collecting dust. I can play the games on my PC. There's absolutely no reason for me to begin an Xbox next generation. None. You know?
At least not that we know of.
Yeah. I mean, that whole point that Tony's making about everything is on the PC is a valid point.
Yeah, for Xbox. Dude, if you have a PC, if you have a decent PC with Xbox Game Pass, you're fucking chilling. You're good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if the PC can support the games, then yeah.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, but obviously not everybody has the, PC is not available for everybody, so they would want to get an Xbox for sure, you know? Chris, what's your take on this, on Brett's question?
Well, what's Brett's question?
Brett, you could ask it. I don't feel like asking again.
Basically, if take whatever system of choice you have a preference to right now.
Yeah.
And let's say that the opposing system came out with a way stronger showing at the beginning of next generation. Mm-hmm. Would you jump ship and go with the competitor, or would you stay brand loyal?
Well, I don't think I'd switch. I mean, if you're saying like, well, right now I favor PS4. If you're saying the Xbox Scarlet comes out of the gate strong, would I switch? No, they'd have to do a lot more than that. Like, Sony would have to fuck up royally.
Like what happened with Microsoft. That's what we're saying.
Imagine the beginning of this generation flops.
Interface sucks. The games are whack. The whole overall experience is horrible. And then you see everything is nice and green and shiny on the other side. And all your buddies are jumping ship.
Well, I guess if that might be the tipping point. If everyone jumps ship and like, so certain games like Monster Hunter World 2, let's say I can't play with anybody because everybody's on Xbox, then yeah, I'm probably getting an Xbox, right? So there'll be there is a tipping point for everything. I don't think just strong out of the gate is it. Like, too many things would have to go wrong in Sony's camp and go right in Microsoft's camp for that. Then I hit the tipping point.
Yeah. I want to hear Brian's answer.
Why?
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no reason to do it. Yeah.
I generally don't care like what they do. Like, the only thing that I care about is like, okay, do my friends want me to play on it? Then yes. If not, then I don't care. Like, the only reason that I got a PS4 was to play GTA 5 with my friends. That's it. It serves no other purpose apart from that. I've only ever bought like two games for it, which are Bloodborne and Senran Kagura. The rest are all games I played on PSN. Well, and Burnout Paradise.
Hey, yeah. Brian, have you played any Xbox games on your PC?
I am looking at Gears of War 5. It's on sale at the moment, and it comes with Gears of War 4. So it's like, that's really quite tempting.
Yeah, And also,
I purchased Sunset Overdrive because I said it was coming out on PC. No one believed me, and then came out on PC. I'm just saying, I'll try if I can do this shit. Yeah, with me, it's just whatever I feel like it, and for the most part, like, if there's a game I like, I'll buy the system, like the Switch. It had Pokemon Let's Go, and I liked that idea because I like my first Game Boy game was Pokemon Yellow, so hence this was like, oh, cool, nostalgia trip. Perfect.
Yeah.
So hence I bought it, and then I liked Astral Chain. I'm like, oh, cool, I might as well just keep it. And then the Switch just has lots of games that I just never played, so I bought it. If there's games on Xbox that I never played, I'll buy it. That's just how that works.
Yo, Brian.
What up?
I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm good.
So I have another question then.
It's a trap.
This motherfucker.
Are you interested in playing Cuphead?
Nope. After Ikaruga, I'm done with Bullet Hell games. I'm like, cool, I'm done. I'm nice. I have my fill.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Anything else on this? That was a good question, Brad, by the way. I think we're good. Move on here. Where the hell are we? GZDR once again, man. Do you have an inherent... Oh, hold on. Do you have an inheritor? All right. I think that's the word you're looking for. Do you have an inheritor of your gaming collection if you pass away or are locked up for 30 years? Damn, son.
We were asked this before. Like, if you died and someone else can log into your account, who did you put down for? Who has access?
Did we have that question before?
Yeah. I remember talking about this because you were like, oh, yeah, who would we pass our gaming collection to?
Yeah, that's right. I guess this one's a variant of that same question. I forgot what my answer was. I don't have any inheritors or... And you know what?
It's Manny. Manny would have to give it to Manny.
No, fuck that. I'll give it to...
Or the voice of God.
Yeah. No. That would be a good one. Now I'll give it to one of my nephews. I'll let them fight it out. See who gets it. The 18-year-old versus the 8-year-old. To see who's going to win that fight, you know? I'll give it to them. I'll give it to my nephews, man.
The sad part of this question is that this is inevitable for all of us.
Oh, of course, man. Death is coming for you, bro.
I'm still getting things from my father-in-law. Like, the mother-in-law's giving me stuff that he never wore. Like, he bought brand new socks in a bag and shit. I'm like, fuck. It's weird. But it happens. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to throw it out? And it's the same thing. It's like,
whoever has to
gather up our stuff is going to do that.
Yeah. All right, so that's my answer. My nephews, even my nieces, why not? They could all get that shit, you know? All of it. They could have all of this shit. I won't need it. I'll be dead, you know? Let them enjoy it. I'm going to go in our line here. Chris, do you have an inheritor you would give your stuff to, and who is that?
No, not really. You know, I mean, I guess Chris would get take it.
Damn. Yeah. And so then you have to ask her, what would she do with it? I know she doesn't want it, so would she put it on eBay? Yeah.
No, I mean, she gets the collection. We share our games, so she would just have a bigger game collection.
By the way, Adam, you're right. We did get asked this before because I remember my joke answer, and Brett got a little mad about me about this. I'm like, I want to take all that shit with me, and it's going to come with me like an Egyptian.
Oh, yeah. Egyptian feral
witch shit. That's it. Oh, I was going to bring that up, Tony.
Yeah. No, but
I was actually, I was going to eat. Damn it, you ruined it because I was going to answer, I'm going to be like an Egyptian pharaoh and take it all with me and see if you said anything.
Yeah. That was my original, like, kind of joke answer. But now, no, my real answer, like, let my fucking nephews and nieces have this shit. What the fuck do I need it for, you know? But, yeah. But if I was rich, though, if I was really, really rich, yeah, then I would take all that shit with me to the afterlife, you know? Pay off the ferryman. It's like, yo, my heart weighs, you know, because, you know, the Egyptians, you got to weigh the heart and shit. If your heart's heavy, you go to Egyptian health. Like, all right, yo, here's some money and shit. My heart don't weigh nothing. Let me through, son. You know? Oh, man. Okay, so Adam, who do you have? Well, you have kids and shit, so you're
good. Yeah, I'd give them to my kids. I'd leave some to you. I'd leave some to everybody.
Damn, Adam's like that. I'm going to give you something, Adam.
Sure. Yeah, if I knew my time was coming, then that's what I would do. I would just divide things. I'm like, all right, well, this guy was asked for this. This guy wanted this. And then that's it. That's how you do it.
I call dibs on those arcade cabinets, man.
There you go. I'll send you the arcade cabinets. Turtle one's coming on Tuesday.
Yeah, let's go, son.
Can't wait.
You better be on camera when that shit
comes. I'll be on camera. Right now, I'm just rubbing my dirty nipples. That's why I can't be on camera.
But by the way, this is going to sound fucked up, but I'm sorry, but I know you guys better than my niece and nephews. You guys get first dibs of my shit then. How about that? Then they could get the scraps. So if you want anything of mine, let me know, son. I got fucking 8-bit Do controllers. I got headsets, man.
There you go. Because, I mean, think about it. It's not just so much of giving it, but you want to give things that people are going to appreciate.
Yeah, man.
You know? It's like, you don't want to say, all right, here, I'm leaving my nephew all the time. And he's like, yo, I don't even like this. Yo, shit. I'm going to sell this shit tomorrow. Like, damn. You know what I mean? And you could have held on that for years.
Yeah. All right. So you guys are my first inheritors then. Right here on Throwdown, you guys get the shit first, you know? Because you're right about it. You guys at least appreciate it. I'm just being real right now. You know?
Yeah.
My oldest nephew would appreciate it, though. The youngest one, I know, he just wants to play Fortnite all day. Some bullshit. Carlos, man.
I'd probably give a lot of it to my nephews, especially the PSVR. My nephew's been asking for me to give him the PSVR for a fucking year or 2 years almost, I think. So I'd probably give him that. I have three nephews, so I'd probably just split a lot of it. I'd probably give my 360 collection to Adam because I know he's the only one that would probably appreciate it. Maybe Chris too, but Adam would probably like it more.
I'd put it up on the wall. You'll see it on camera too.
I don't have. And I'll give my Moonlight Blu-ray to Brian.
How about your Batman v Superman?
You can get that. It's in 4K too. Excuse me.
Then I go to Adam. Then like he has the 4K Blu-ray with the Xbox.
There we go.
Well, yeah, Brett has it too.
Oh, yeah, get
man,
to Brett.
You guys are balling, man.
What?
I want to see a fight between the 4K media guys now.
Yeah, I got Blade Runner. Oh, actually, I got The Shining on 4K, and I watched it yesterday.
Excuse me?
That show's crazy, man.
I got that one. I just got an idea for a movie script that something like this happens, right? So everybody talks about what they would give, but it's being recorded, so then it's documented. And then somebody decides that he wants to off one of the other ones so he can get the goods.
I'm pretty sure this has already been made.
I don't know. Make it again. Yeah. Maybe we'll make everything.
Yeah. Brian.
I don't know. I don't have anyone I want to give it to. Again, I don't trust. Again, to me, these are somewhat prized. Because again, like they were things that I enjoyed. So I guess I'll try and make it like Egyptian style and like be buried with it. But then again, I don't know how practical that is. So maybe just auction it off. Highest bidder wins. Too simple, I guess.
Yeah. Brett.
You know, I'd probably actually give it to my buddy Colby.
Ah, Colby, good guy.
Shout out to Colby, man.
You know?
Yeah. Colby's a good dude.
Not Morgan?
You know, Colby has he works real fucking hard. He, you know, supports a family, works real fucking hard, and that dude does not get to game as much as he really should. Like, he's just an awesome dude. I, you know, it's not having kids and any of that, like, it's way easier for me to be like, dude, you should totally play this game. And I'm on less of a budget than he is. Just because I have a family to worry about or anything like that. So, like, he's good at spending his money responsibly and putting other people before him. And I also think that he would really be able to appreciate not just, like, the games and the systems, but, like, the memories of, like, us back in the day. Like, it's not even just, like, he would get my Switch. He would get the Switch, and that would embody all the memories of us, like, going back to when we were 16, hanging around, playing GameCube until 4 in the morning kind of thing. Like, he's the kind of person that I think that would matter to, and I think that it's those memories that bind those moments that, you know, really should dictate where you get. So both in function, in terms of, like, he'd really enjoy them and get to use them, and in terms of, like, being able to appreciate it. So, yeah, that's who I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I like that answer. All right.
Go ahead. I'll give my Wii U collection to Brett. And I give my Xbox One, all of my Xbox Ones to Tony.
A word? It's like that, man. I'll play National Republic, man.
Yo, man, I know you appreciate the Xbox One, man, since you appreciate the one you have right now.
Right, some one last act of shade dirt.
Yeah, right. By the way, when you said Xbox One, I was thinking about the old Xbox, you know?
That's what I was thinking about. Nice, hold that one.
Yeah, man, I played Chronicles of Riddick and shit, you know? All right, man, it's moving on here. Mr. Annihilator 83. So this is an interesting one. This is more of a tech question, but I will allow it. All right. My 2010 MacBook Pro is about to crap out. I won't be able to get a new Mac since they are not as good as they once were. My options are, and here's where the question comes in. My options are to get a cheap laptop and use it for internet, email, etc. Get a new next-gen console or get a gaming PC built. I don't know how much when it comes to PC troubleshooting, my price range would be 800 euros. So he's basically asking, should he get a new laptop? Should he get a new, get a new console or get a gaming PC? And he only has 800 euros to spend.
I guess it just depends on priorities.
If he's plugging his PC, that PC to a TV, because I'm assuming he doesn't have a monitor, then if he's just going through the laptop.
Yeah.
That can get pricey if he wants a high-end one, unless he already has like a 4K TV that has HDMI. Well, it does. Most of them do, almost all of them. So then it's just the PC itself and the graphics card that he puts in it. But the euros, I don't know how much.
Yeah, I'm about to check that out. That shit could be $5 for all I know.
So I don't know how that exchange rate goes.
It says it's basically $878.76.
It's tough to get a good gaming PC.
Yeah, you can't. We talked about this before. You can't get a gaming PC for that kind of money.
No.
But you can't get a next gen console is probably going to cost that much because of the fucking tariffs. So
damn shit, man.
So you could do that. My advice: get a new gaming console. You think email and internet. You have a phone for that, you know? And you're not going to get a good gaming PC for that kind of money, so wait for the new console. That's my advice.
Don't go into getting a PC built.
Yeah, oh, God. Like
No knowledge.
Yeah.
You'll want to just burn it.
Yo, Brett, you don't want the kids in the playground making fun of you, right?
What?
I got it.
Nice. Totally missed that one.
Really? That was your fucking joke.
Oh, the GoBots. Yeah, no, man. No. No, I was talking more about, like, you need to know how to fix your own PC.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to troubleshoot, yeah.
If you're, getting a custom car built for you, you should at least know a little bit about the mechanics enough to be like, oh, this is wrong. But, yeah, it's unless you have an IT guy or a best friend, like, don't pay somebody to build you a PC because you're going to have to fuck with drivers. You're going to have to troubleshoot the operating system. You're going to have to do all kinds of fucking crazy shit to get your games to even run right. And if you have no experience in that, it's not worth the hassle.
There's always hiccups, man. Always hiccups.
Honest, honestly, I would go for the laptop.
Really?
I mean, because I don't remember the first part of the like the.
Oh wait, yeah, because then he can use the Google shit and just dream his stuff.
Oh, Stadia. Yeah. Oh,
Stadia. There you go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that actually doesn't sound too bad, actually.
I mean, you can get a really like thin laptop that'll last you a long time, and you can use it for a lot of other things. Like
can you get a good laptop for $878?
Oh yeah.
Pretty decent one, yeah.
Yeah, that you can. Because believe it or not, a lot of people don't buy laptops. If they're going to go that route, they'll just get a tablet.
But he said he uses a laptop for internet and email.
But it's dying on him.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the whole thing, so.
Yeah, but if you want to, Stadia is actually a viable option. You know my
there you go. That's the audience. That's the audience for people like him.
Dude, get a cheap laptop and an next-gen.
Yep. Actually, let's go further. Cheap laptop Xbox Game Pass. There you go.
No, you won't be able to run it. You won't be able to run it. But you can
Can't you stream Xbox Game Pass?
No, you can't stream.
Oh, it's all okay. Never mind. Stadia is the one that you can stream, though, right?
Yeah, Stadium. Everything's running off of their servers, so you're doing a. It's basically a pretty version of remote.
All you need is good internet connection for that. I thought Xbox Game Pass gave you a streaming option too. I guess I was wrong.
That's the new one. That's the other service. Seamless. That's coming to the tablets and to the phone. That hasn't happened. That's the xCloud. You're thinking of xCloud.
That's what I'm thinking. Thank you, Adam. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that hasn't launched yet, but at least it's in beta for Android users. So if you guys got the Android phones and shit, go for it. Make that dream come true. But I'm telling you, I can't wait. That's the future right there. I mean, if they can get it to do everything, who knows?
Yeah. All right. Anybody else?
I actually agree. With these guys. Get a decent sized laptop, and then what you can do is you can have the best of all worlds. You can get xCloud, that way you get all your Xbox games, get PS Now, so you get all your PlayStation games, and then get GeForce. And then with GeForce, it like logs into your Steam account and then streams your Steam games, and then voila, you win.
There you go. That's it. No one has after battle, yo, Joe. Yo, Brian.
There you go.
The knowledge.
Don't let it slide that Brian said, I actually agree with these guys. I'm like, what? Like it would be so crazy to agree with me and Adam?
He's got a little checklist. We don't see it, but he checks off. We say something like, and he puts an X.
I'm pretty sure he does.
No, because it makes sense. Again, he has a budget. The budget is well-defined. He said that he doesn't do much anyway, so... With a decent-sized laptop, you can actually get some...
They don't generally make sense.
That's how I saw it, man.
I think Brian's going to fight.
Be eloquent here, guys.
Just let the accent be the eloquent one, man.
Good luck with that.
Oh, the hate here is amazing.
Am I the only one who didn't take that shit personally? Shit, you bunch of pussies.
Whoa.
What do you mean, you bunch of pussies?
I was going to reply to that, but I can't say that on air now. You know, I mean, you're all a bunch of... All right, I'll stop.
Go for a decent-sized laptop. Well, decent-specced one. Again, if it does all your networking, all your emails, watching film, that stuff, $800 or €800 will do just fine. And then just get everything streamed to you, and you'll get the best of all worlds. Again, GeForce Now, I think it's still in beta, so you can get access to that. Usually takes like a month and a half, but then, again, it gets all your Steam games, and then from there you just get them streamed to you, and voila, like that's
it. Brian, why not just buy a $300 netbook and a new console then?
Nah, because the netbook can't even sometimes struggles with web browsing and shit like that.
Netbooks aren't that good at all. I don't even, even though you're streaming all these streaming services for the games, there's still certain requirements. There's still some devices that they can't stream on.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I don't trust netbooks. And plus, phones are usually as powerful as netbooks anyway, so I find them just be like weird. Like this weird place where they're so cheap that they're kind of useless because they do everything that your phone does. So when you have a device that does everything your phone does, then it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's like, right.
Don't you have phones?
You have phones?
I agree with that.
What do you mean, funny enough?
Don't worry, Brian. Hello? I got you. I got you.
Next question, man.
Crazy. All right, this man. Yes. Oh, man. All right. G Megaforce 123 with the last two questions of the night. Unless anybody else has any more questions, we will happily take them. So submit them now. What's going on, Lil Niz Shover? He says it's Niz. What's going on, man? All right. What the fuck are we? Okay. First question. If there's always a backlash for censorship, why do companies still do it? I guess put out controversial shit. I don't know. I kind of understand this question. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it again. If there's always a backlash for censorship, why do companies still do it?
There's a backlash from people, but I mean, they have to do censorship from their shareholders and investors. I mean, that's just the way it is. It doesn't matter if there's a backlash. They're always going to piss somebody off with something.
There's a term in business called, well, I mean, it's mostly used for airlines, but it's called calculated misery. Basically,
well, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
My new handle. That's going to be my new handle.
You have to figure out, you have to separate sales from just outrage, right? So you get a bunch of people, let's say you put out a game, maybe you import a game from Japan, maybe it's like Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, but you're going to put flashes and, you know, like you take out all the skimpy outfits and just in full bathing sweater. You just strip all the stuff out of the game that's in the Japanese version because decency or whatever. And then you get backlash, right? But you have to figure out, okay, I'm importing this game. I know this segment of the market will buy it, this many people. Unless the outrage is severe, I mean, like, severe, like call-ins, write-ins, like you, the shareholders, like I start hearing from people that you butchered this game, whatever, then that's when that stuff stops. But if they don't reach that pain point, if you're just going on the YouTube trailer and going, I hate this, it's censored, I'm not going to buy it, that's not enough of a pain point for them. They have to have critical loss of revenue before they decide, like, maybe we shouldn't do that, right? That's when it's a tipping point. If their investors say, hey, you know, we need to be more family friendly and you need to cut content from your games or whatever, they'll listen to those guys first before the opposite happens, where the pain point from the customers is, hey, I'm not going to buy this, and neither is like this whole segment or most of the segment that you're looking to sell to is not going to buy this if you take this content out. So that's really the only way to push back against that stuff. Like, you could yell at Sony, but if you're the only one, you're yelling into a valley, right? You need everybody to be in kind of solidarity, and it has to be more than just words. It has to be more than just comments and angry tweets. It has to be, we're not buying this, and then they'll listen.
Yeah. Anybody else? I think you pretty much hit it right there. That was perfect. Beautifully said, sir.
Drop the mic.
You know? All right. All right. And the again, the last question of the night, unless somebody wants to ask us anything before we wrap up here. Would you care if video game graphics stopped improving today?
No, I got a Switch. Shit, that says it all right there. Shit. Shit looks like it's from the 1950s, and I'm happy with it. I mean,
it's like I got little dots on the screen. It's
crazy. Yeah, literally, I'm playing Cuphead on that shit. That's fucking old ass shit. You know what I mean? It's fine. I mean, it's really not about graphics, it's gameplay. With the big two, they're arguing about it back and forth because that's just what they do. But the truth is, it's not about that. Graphics, portability, I mean, there's a bunch of different variables that people look at. But I think right now, it seems to be fun factor. Fun and portability, that's what people want. We're seeing that even with mobile. That's why that freaking arcade, iTunes, Apple Arcade is taking off. $4.99, got a bunch of BS games, but people are subbing it. They want it because it's portable and it's somewhat decent. That's all that people care about.
Yeah, I'm going to go down the line here. Chris?
You know, I don't think so. Like, this, honestly... I was looking at something earlier, like this guy did a YouTube video on CGI, and he was asking if it was getting worse and stuff. I honestly look at some of that shit, and either it's so good that I'm like, why didn't you just film this shit and you know, not spend millions on CG, could have just hired people to do this shit, or it's so weird and awkward that I can't help but stare at it because it just hits Uncanny Valley and like the eyes look wrong or some shit. I don't know. I just don't think that's the most important part of games. I don't think it ever was. I think, you know, if you have good story, good action stuff, it obviously doesn't look like janky shit. Like, if you have decent looking stuff and you have a great story, it's fine. I can still go back and play and enjoy Metal Gear Solid, and you know that shit.
Yeah.
Compared to today, looks like, you know, it looks like trash. They have blocky hands or whatever. I could still enjoy that shit because the story was excellent. You know, it was amazing. So, I think, yeah, if there's not a leap in stuff, that's fine. I think there's other areas that need to be improved. I think shit needs to go backwards a little. Actually,
what about this load time? Because it looks like both of these new consoles just keep advertising no load time or reduced load time. That seems to be the big talking point.
They need to prove the fucking load times to fucking send messages in their freaking UIs, man.
Yeah, improving load times will help. Yeah, just a lot of frustration using, like, I know when we do party chat and PSN, I have to switch back and forth or whatever. It's slow as shit, especially in Monster Hunter. It takes forever for my thing to go back to the UI so I could change something. And yeah, I mean, that needs to be improved. Sure, there's those things that need to be improved. Interface, like, I wish... Well, Xbox needs an overhaul. I mean, they need to talk about going backwards. Just go back to the 360. Like, get rid of this tiled shit. And for PS5, yeah, it could use some improvements. But where the improvements need to come from is developers. Like, honestly, like, they gotta push back against the soulless crap. Like, there's just too much derivative shit. I think Ghost Recon Breakpoint honestly looks like crap. I took a look at it. I think, honestly, it took like a huge step backwards, and not in a good way. It's like, how did you fuck this up? And I think there's too many games like that where they're just like cash grabs and stuff. They stick microtransactions. That's what companies are worried about. They're like, how the fuck can we monetize the shit out of this? Right? They're not thinking like, hey, we got this great story to tell. I think that died last gen. I wish we'd go back to that.
Yeah, the thing with Breakpoint, and I'm still working on that one because I got some other shit I'm doing, but they didn't listen to the audience. They didn't listen to their customers for what they wanted from I'm freaking out. I'm reading something horrible right here. This is so sad. But from Wildlands, because Wildlands, everybody enjoyed it, at least the people that got into it. It's like, all right, now we see where this could go. You know, and then Ubisoft sort of hinted that they were going that direction with some of the expansions, like when they did the Predator expansion. We're like, oh wow, that's really cool. They're going in that direction. We're going to get something fun out of it. And then they just flipped it all the way to the extreme. Oh, we're going to make this super serious and get a big name actor, but it's the story falls flat. No one cares, and it's a shame. It's a shame because the first one was really good, and it looks like they're just going in a different direction. Now, it's still early, and we always talk about Ubisoft and how they never give up on their games, and they always update, and they do. So it's still early. They can still twist things around, make some changes, and bring that fun back. But right now, the fun is gone.
Yeah. Carlos, what about you? Graphics?
I'll care. It's just one factor that determines sort of the natural progression of video games. Like that's how I've known video games my whole life. It's like, yeah, it's the next generation. Games have to look better because Moore's Law, you know? So it's like we should expect games to look better. Yeah, of course, if games don't look drastically better, then that's still fine as long as they like Chris mentioned, they have a good story, they have a good performance, then yeah, then that's fine. But
what does better mean?
Well, in terms of what?
What are you talking about here, man? But I mean, like, you had a Wii, right? And you talked about how you were a fan of that. That did not look better for what was available with the PlayStation,
Xbox. It looked better than a GameCube.
No, I don't even mean that. Like, do you mean better is more photorealistic, or better as in Just the ability to do more with a graphics engine. Like, Spider-Verse looked fucking amazing, but it didn't look super realistic. So,
you know, you could have
something animated that has 5 different light sources and 30 different particle effects going on. It looks amazing, but it doesn't look realistic. So, what do you quantify as better?
In terms of, for example... graphics. Yeah. In terms of, like, for example, pixel density, in terms of how many pixels does an image produce when you're running a game, like, you know, we're going from HD 480p to HD to 4K to now it's shit's gonna be 8K. That kind of stuff is, it's just something that's always been progressing. If we reach a point where there's really no point to progress, then I understand. But so far, I still see there being reasons to progress. Also, in terms of, you know, lighting and physics, that's also part of graphics that can improve drastically, especially physics. You know, the best water that I've seen so far, created in a video game is Sea of Thieves, and the water still looks kind of weird, you know. So there's still a long way to go for that kind of stuff too. So there's just plenty of stuff in terms of better. I'm talking through it from a subjective point of view. I'm talking more of an objective point of view.
Benchmarks.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All right.
Looking pretty can mean different things to different people.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird one. Brian, what about you, man?
I think we've reached a point where they look really good, like in general, and I don't think that companies should focus that much on making it look better, because the problem that you get with that is if you take one of the best looking games of last generation and look at it now, it looks like dog shit. Uncharted 2. Remember how everyone was just like blown away by the train demo and the train section? Yeah. Now we go back to it and it's like, looks kind of, you know? So I feel like the same thing's just going to keep on happening like every single gen. Like, best looking game of that gen, when viewed through the eyes of next gen, does not look that great. Yeah, you take a game that looks stylish back then and look at it now, then it looks fine. Like, Rapper the Rapper. That game looks like it can come out like tomorrow, you know? Because again, it stands the test of time, and I think that's what people need to look at. Like, hey, making games shiny looks good only for like the 3-4 years since it comes out. But after that, it just kind of falls by the wayside, and it's just like one of those things where that people look back and say, "Oh, okay, this is how things were back then. This is how things are now." I would rather that people just spend money on other aspects of the game, like for example, storytelling. I want better stories. Like, I feel like gaming is like kind of stuck in like the pseudo like teenage type stories where it just doesn't seem to get better from there. It just seems to be like really mellow. Like, it seems like the people that are writing stories these days they are teenagers writing stories, in that it doesn't seem to be all that complex, or just it seems to be very surface level complexity and nothing more than that. Yeah, you get your odds ones here and there, but honestly, it just seems to be like, hey, let's take this idea I've seen in a film once and make it into a game, or let's take this story that I've seen in this TV show and make that into a game. It's like, no, give me interesting games. Like, give me games where the main character is morally ambiguous and you don't hit me around the head with how morally he can be, or he can be, or it can be, or whatever. You know, like...
Take pleasure. Bad.
Yo, bro, you're cutting out, bro.
Any better?
Yeah, keep talking. We'll see what happens.
So, Brian, that would only...
Nope. Then he cut out again.
Okay, I'm guessing that Brett's making a point about how that would involve making games where the main character can do bad things. And given the climate, that's not going to work. Which is fair, but it's still something I think we should have, because... God damn it, like, games can do so much more than what they're doing now. Like, it's fine that we get our just causes, but at the same time, give us, like, I don't know, our Witcher 3s, our Metro Last Light, you know, give us, like, games where you get
our Dragon's Dogma.
Don't know,
dude. This is starting to sound like a call to gamers.
No, it's
give us our Metro Last Lights.
No, I mean, like, give us stories where we don't know if the main guy is good or bad. Like, give us stories where, like, hey, he's a character. He's done some shitty things, and he's also done some good things. How do you feel about this character? It's like, is it good? Is it bad? We don't know. Again, give us games where we can explore that aspect of things. And again,
Mass Effect.
Yeah, both. Have us both. Yeah, Mass Effect. Yeah, but less red and blue stuff. More purple, I guess.
We got three colors.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not even like you get to choose. Like, put us in the shoes of somebody who was an asshole. Put us in the shoes of somebody who has to make terrible decisions. Make somebody play through a Breaking
Bad. Have you played Infamous Second Son?
Oh, even better. Give us a game where we start off being the good guy, and then like we gradually get worse, and then at the end, we turn out to be the asshole and the villain of the story. You know, I would love that. I mean, like, actual, like, villain, not, like, hey, I'm just Shepard, but angry. Like, no, give us, like, actual villainy stuff, you know? It's like, you generally get worse and worse and worse and worse, and then eventually at the end, it's like, hey, well done, you're now the asshole.
Oh, dude, and the game could end with you getting killed by a young upstart adventurer with high expectations and no world experience.
Or even better, like, the game ends off with you getting killed by who you were at the start of the journey.
Yeah,
and then have like some sort of like Dark Souls esque like, hey, the cycle is reborn, you know. I don't know. Game ideas. Credit me for that one, please.
Have you finished Singularity, Brian?
I have not. I'm sorry, Brett. I did start it. I got like 1 hour played. I am going through it.
Seems like Brian.
Slowly but surely.
Seems like Brian needs to play Gone Home, man.
Gone Home. Oh, I did. God. I got all the trophies.
Yo, man, that she's got a deep story.
Yeah. She's gay.
Yeah, whoa, spoiler alert.
Okay.
Game of the year.
I never told you who she is, so she could be anyone. Like, who knows, huh? She could be the mother. She could be the father. Who knows?
She could be you.
Just can't go around, you just can't go around saying gay. That's heteronormative something or other.
Oh, she has a preference.
I almost had it.
She has a preference for the same sex. I don't know. Same sex preference.
All right. Whatever. Before we get in trouble.
Yeah, graphics. Yes, it's okay, but I'd rather more effort be put in other places. I mean, Last of Us 2, you can look as shiny as it does, but if y'all are going to tell me that she's angry and it's revenge story, it's like, I have Afro Samurai for that. Afro Samurai, I think, will do better. I'm sorry. Like, prove me wrong.
Yeah. All right, Brett, what do you say about graphics, man?
They still suck. I guess I'm looking at different things than everybody else. Like, yes, I will grant you that everything has very high resolution textures on it. But that is really the only thing that has gotten much better. True light sourcing, true shadow casting aren't really very good. Clipping of parts of outfits through other parts of outfits and other things in the world are awful. There's, you just get used to the bottom half of your trench coat cutting into the side of the car when you get in. Like, that's just a thing. And we're just used to, the reason that they don't have capes in a lot of games is because they're apparently hard to fucking code for. Like, just the little shit that we don't have, the way that hair doesn't move naturally, the way that clothes don't move naturally, the things that collision detection doesn't do naturally, the fact that when somebody runs, they're running on a perfect gait that never changes in a endlessly repeating cycle. Like, a lot of it is obviously recycled or immersion breaking, but we've just become numb to it. To think that we don't have room to improve in graphics, I think, is kind of silly, just because everything is crisp and shiny. Yeah, it's crisp and shiny, yet we still don't have character models that look actually human, because it's just a super highly rendered skin stitched over a digital skeleton without any kind of like individual movement from muscle groupings or anything underneath, because we don't have the, we don't have the ability to calculate for that, or we don't have, like, I know we have the ability to animate these things. I've seen animated movies that have done this, but apparently we can't do it on consoles yet. So, until until we move past that uncanny valley where, you know, the bottom of your hair is clipping through the top of your collar, I say we still have a long way to go in graphics.
Brett, can I call you out real quick?
Sure.
You said that programming capes is hard on video game. You clearly didn't see Superman 64 because they did it flawlessly.
All I remember, all I know is that was one of the reasons that they mentioned that you didn't see capes, and I think it was Skyrim or something.
No, I know what you're talking about. In general, if you have a cape in a video game, it's going to go through your character at one point or another. It always will.
A lot of clipping.
Yeah, no, Bloodborne, like, I think it was Bloodborne, had to pay special attention to that to try and make sure that there was as little, like, and it still isn't perfect, but, you know, like wow, like, the cape actually, like, collides with the back of my feet. That's really weird to say. The first time you see it, you're just like, huh, that feels like a thing that should happen. It feels like a thing that I should know more of. And, like, I want to see, like, hair actually, like, you know, cascading down a shoulder or, like, you know, and you kind of see some of it, you know, when they dodge left and they dodge right, but then it clips through their shoulder or something like that. It's just these little things that we've grown accustomed to. But I think that when you don't see them, it would change things. Like, the best way I can describe this is I've played VR games that, despite having a lower resolution, are more immersive. And I realize that that's because, obviously, it's strapped to your fucking face. But also, like, your brain has a good way to kind of fill in certain little details. You don't need to see really well to feel like something's realistic. In the real world, not everybody has 20/20 vision. And they rely on things like the movement of shapes against other shapes and things like that. Like, there's much more to sight than just perfect eagle vision. And I think that we've not focused enough on all the other parts that make the world look, you know, super realistic.
Yeah. For me, I'm the wrong person to ask this because I've been, ever since the PS2 era, and I don't know why I keep doing this. My brain's just wired this way. Ever since the PS2 era, I'm like, that's it. We've topped out graphics. We cannot get better than this. And graphics always get fucking better. They always get better. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming at it from. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, to me right now, I'm looking at the game graphics. I'm like, that's it. We've reached the valley. But I'm going to be proven wrong, as I've been proven wrong for the last 20 years. So I'm kind of not qualified to answer this shit. So, but I actually know if they stopped evolving now, I guess I wouldn't care. Because I keep thinking we fit the plateau, so I guess I wouldn't care. But I'm going to go kind of with Brian. So, like, can we get more stylized games? Because every game that tries to look realistic eventually doesn't look as good a couple years down the line. But think about it like this. Like, the 16-bit era, those games still look good, right? But then you have the PS1 era, the era afterwards, they look like dog shit, you know? So stylized games definitely get your money's worth. So I would like to see that. People like the shiny, though, you know?
To be fair, stylized games in the PS1 era look like shit too.
Yeah, the polygonal ones. Yeah, sprite ones, they still hold stand a test of time. You know, but you're right about that. Parappa the Rapper still looks good though. But you're right. Some stylized games, yeah, like the polygonal ones specifically.
But I get what you're saying. Like, for example, like a game like Cuphead will last forever.
Always going to look good. Always going to look good. But something even dope, like, what's the most graphically dope game right now? Like, The Witcher 3, right? 10 years from now, you're going to be like, you know? Actually, Brian, what is the
graphic? I wouldn't put that. Game? Uncharted 4.
Uncharted, you think Uncharted 4 looks better than The Witcher?
That, yeah, yeah. The Witcher is just amazing because it can fit so much content. But
I would say Red Dead Redemption.
You would play it.
Red Dead, yeah.
You know, that's another one.
You know what is cool with that? Red Dead Redemption 2, 10 years from now, you're going to be like, it doesn't look as good as I remember. You know, because you're going to be something that looks even crazier, you know, at that point, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I have a question, actually.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Why?
What's your thought on Red Dead 2 coming to PC next month?
That's the butter edition. That's the butter edition.
You know what I would say to that? Called it. I said that shit a year ago. What I say? I said, watch it should come to PC a year after it comes out on fucking consoles. Bam.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, all of us called it. Everybody on this podcast called it, you know? Everybody. Go ahead. Because you saw dudes on Twitter like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, you guys
you know why, though? Shit coming? You know why? because the first one never showed up. And there was no reason for it.
See, but
they just never did it.
Yeah, no, I understand. But the thing is, everybody on this show said, like, look what they did with GTA 5. They put the shit on our console first. Then they came to PC to double dip. We knew that was going to happen. You know, so no surprise there. Go ahead, Brian.
There's one thing that I find really, really interesting. So this is a game that's coming out on Rockstar's launcher thing.
Yes.
And on Epic Game Store on the same day. But then a month later, it's coming out on Steam.
Steam.
But so the codes...
Like a month difference between it, so we'll actually get to see like how well Epic Games Store stacks against Steam in terms of who actually cares about it. So I find that interesting, and it's nice to know that Rockstar is like one of the few companies that told Epic Games Store to go fuck themselves. But we all know that they tried for like a 6-month exclusive deal, but Epic Games
Store, Rockstar, was like, Rockstar was like, nah, money. Son.
Well, the difference,
but that's the thing, Rockstar, you know, like, nah, son.
I mean, the big difference here is that they are also launching their launcher at the same time. So it's like, well, we have our own platform that we're trying to push besides just this game.
So yeah, so again, it's interesting how they've done that and like Game Store exclusive like a month. So again, most people will just probably wait or get on the Rockstar thing. But I really want to know the numbers like for the first like month or 2 months in passing between every Game Store and Rockstar launcher in terms of like which one actually had more traffic. I'm willing to bet it's Rockstar launcher because so many people will just be like, okay, screw this.
Yeah, they want this shit on day one, yeah. Fuck. You know your boy's probably going to get that shit on PC too, man. Fucking they got me, man. I knew they were going to do that shit. Motherfuckers. You know? Anyway, I think we're done, people. Yeah, we're done here. Let me pull up the little schedule here. Oh, wait, wrong graphic. Oh, God, why? All right, here we go. So throw down your questions. How to submit your questions. Step one, you join our Discord. Step two, on Discord, you go to the throw down your questions section. And step three, you submit your questions. You limit them to 2 video gaming questions. And, you know, you should just join Discord in general. We have a lot of fun in there, you know. Shout out to those guys for keeping it nice and active in there and for providing us with show notes every fucking, like, they always throwing shit like, okay, I just search through the Discord. I'm like, okay, we're going to talk about this, and that. You know, so you guys are very helpful. So, yeah, man, I guess Manny will be back on Thursday. We'll have a regular show when hopefully something interesting happens this week, man. Even though this week was kind of interesting. Like, there wasn't a main topic for the show, but there was a lot of shit to talk about, you know, which is always good. And again, I want to thank Carlos and you know, the guys from the Platform Podcast and all, obviously you guys here for holding it down on Thursday. Appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, Thursday, and then on Friday they came on. We did the WrestleCast. It's like 3.5 hours.
Damn.
You guys are crazy, man.
Shit was long.
Talking about CM Punk, man?
A little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, we're done here, man. Thank you for watching and listening. Leave us a question on the Throwdown Discord server, and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebooks. At Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and today I was joined by Carlos Romero.
Yo, man, make sure to check my, you know, my booth, you know, excellence number 3.
What?
I don't know. You're up to number 5 now, motherfucker. Yeah, Chris Asili.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Adam Vale.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Brett Murdoch.
And now we got flagged for copyright. Thanks, Adam.
But I was singing, and my singing is horrible, so they won't be able to pick it up.
And, of course, Mr. Brian Bonjoma.
I just don't know what it is, but I'm finding it really funny that people are mad at clowns now.
They've never liked clowns.
Yeah, no, they don't. They really don't like them now. They fear that clowns are going to turn people into psychopathic murderers. Yeah. All right.
Especially after what happened tonight.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys on Thursday, man. Peace out.
Laters.